Well, greetings in Jesus, and welcome to Volume 58 of Highways and Byways. This is your host and Highway Minister, Wyatt Timmons. I'll be with you for the next 70 minutes or so as we engage in everything from talk to music to some Q&A as we hear from drivers and other travelers that have called into the voicemail line with questions and comments and, yes, even some disagreement. It's all fair game if it's done in a spirit of love. You know, we usually hear from Ken Ham from over at Answers in Genesis as part of our ongoing evolution versus creation debate. And I think we have a pretty good segment lined up on this, as a matter of fact. Maybe another roadside segment might find its way onto this volume. And then a little more music, I'm sure, because we have a few new additions to our indie artist archives. It all adds up to something we like to call church out of the box. Now, I know I said church, but you won't need to put on your Sunday best. Heck, you can even join in with your flip-flops on. All we ask is that you understand that this is a variety Christian audio magazine. There's lots of different things here. We try real hard to make sure there's something for everyone. So if something doesn't tickle your fancy or it downright grinds your gears, just reach out and touch your track button and move on. There's bound to be something to bless you somewhere along the way. Maybe a couple things. So, once again, welcome to Volume 58. And if you're wondering about the other 57 volumes, you can always go to www.highwaymag.com. That's short for Highway Magazine. So it's highwaymag.com. Our webmaster, Bruce Phelps, is filling up the audio vault with past editions of Highways and Byways, adding more and more all the time. You can listen from the website, or you can download back issues to your smartphone, to your MP3 player, or even burn your own CDs. Now, as always, this work is given freely to as many folks as we're able to get it out to. And we are delighted that a copy has found its way to you. Our heart's desire is that you find it to be a blessing.